Senate Majority Leader Russ Decker says legislation to raise the minimum wage will be the first bill introduced when the legislature returns in January.
It's currently at $6.50 an hour, and that was not raised for a number of years, and it'll probably sit there again at $6.50 if we don't take some proactive moves. I want to increase it to $7.60 and then index at $7.60 for inflation.
The business community has opposed similar proposals in past sessions.
They will just have to work with it because, you know, we have to have some kind of minimum standards in the country, and I think the public will overwhelmingly support this type of thing, you know. And some of the businesses have been hollering, the sky has been falling ever since the minimum wage was put into place nearly 90 years ago.
Decker says he does not yet have support from the new Democratic majority in the Assembly.
I haven't had any conversations with the Assembly Democrats, but the last time we did minimum wage, about 3 years ago, we teamed up with the Assembly Democrats to put a lot of pressure on the Republicans to finally come around.
Wisconsin is one of only seven states with a minimum wage lower than the federal wage of $6.55 an hour. Andrew Beckett, Wisconsin Radio Network.